It's late. Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio. On the show tonight, it's me blabbing on for about an hour, and then at around 10 o'clock, a pre-recorded version of the band Needs live in studio. It's a band called Needs. They put on the show very recently. It's going to be replayed for your enjoyment. Next week, we won't have a live band either, but we're hoping, fingers crossed, on the 17th and also on the 24th, we will have bands in studio with some live music. As yeah, that's to be continued and or upon threat. And that's a plan. So hopefully that will happen. But until then, we'll see how it goes. Let's start by playing today by playing Candy Music. This is music that has been, that came on like a floppy disk or a compact disk, maybe a cassette, maybe on an MP3. This is a band, they're from Vancouver, they're called The Doers, song called Moment Noticed on 101.9 CITR.
Just pass on by, clouds drift by in the blue sky. all around, but there's never enough of it. It'll never keep if you don't use it. You can waste all of it trying to manage it. It's always on my mind, but I don't get it. You've got to be the hero if you don't do well. You've got to be a rock for a couple hundred years. Time doesn't stop for your patience. Life doesn't stop to try your tears. It's future times in your office. This goes to pleasure, truth or lie. You cannot save the world, but you just might be saved tonight. This whole thing is on your shoulders, and you better not make any mistakes.
Horrible. Don't
That was The Owls with a song called Nothing in the Dark. That is a pretty new one from them. They put out the album back in March, which is a pretty reason. The album was called Corey's Coat Hangers, a local band, nice, fantastic band from Vancouver. And before that, I played some The Rain and the Sidewalk. Rain on the Sidewalk is a project of Trevor Thompson. It's been around for a very long time. Very good of him. He has recently just put out an album of covers that he has put out. This one, there is 5 songs on it, but there might be a hidden one, there's a hidden one. There's 3 covers of the band Joy Division, obviously, and one of Judas Priest, and also the one I played was him covering The Oz, and the song that he covered was Found a Friend. So that is that, and then the secret one, if you are interested in knowing, also did a cover of The Organ. It's Time to Go is the name of the song. Since this is a Canadian content show that I have, I choose to play the cover that he did of The Oz. The Rain in the Sidewalk is also coming out of a hiatus of playing live shows, playing a show in a little bit over a month and a half, in August the 17th at Astorino's. So that's happening if you're interested in listening to some The Rain in the Sidewalk. He will be playing with Evan Simmons, which is used to be the host of this very program, sound person extraordinaire as well for this program, which is live from Thunderbird Radial Hell. And let me tell you what else I played in that set. Before The Rain in the Sidewalk, I played some Doug Mason. Doug Mason is from Halifax. The record I played from him was something called Fox Pirate that came out a while ago. Doug Mason is not the person's real name. Pretty much a solo-ish type of act. He called himself Doug Mason, and I've said this before when I played his music a couple years ago. His real name is Michael Jackson. So if you're a musician, if you're a singer-songwriter or anything, named Michael Jackson, you kind of can't use that name to play music. I don't really think so. So he became Duck Mason. The song I played from that record is called Poutine Village. It's always nice to hear a song about poutine. Interestingly enough, his Twitter name for Duck Mason is also Poutine Village. So obviously he has a fond memories of poutine and a village of poutine. Before Duck Mason, I play some classic Opposites. It's from an album which I was going to say pretty new, but I looked it up and it came out literally a year ago. Somewhere in July, I believe, that's when the album Revolution Is Now came out. It felt like it was only a few months ago to me, to be honest. Bump on the Log is the name of the song that I played. A local Vancouverite band, Collapsing Opposites. And I start off the set with some duos from the record Whatcha Doing, Moment Notice is the name of the song. The Doers played a show a few years ago, a reunion show of sorts. So they always are sort of on the shelf, that project. Might or might not come back and do another show. Who knows? That's The Doers, one of the favorites in town back about what, like 10 years back? All right, I am going to keep going with more music and trying to sneak in a few station IDs and PSAs in there, as this is I need to do. Anyways, I'm going to play a band called Flash Palace. They're from Vancouver. This record was recorded a while ago. It's only been recently released. It is called Ceiling All, and I am going to play a song from it called Geis. Mm-hmm.
Rice and Beans Theater presents Loomings, or The Whale, a powerhouse fantasia loosely inspired by Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Playing at Pandora Box Studios from June 27th to 29th, July 1st and 2nd, 4th and 5th. All shows are at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on the 5th. Tickets are available at loomings.brownpapertickets.com. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tide that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Oh,
that is a turnabout. They call Always. It's spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. The new album that is coming out in middle of July. Don't think that song is on that because I don't have the record. So it's a band from Toronto, getting a lot of buzz, etc., etc. Played at North by Northeast and play at South by Southwest and playing in New York in a couple weeks. And yeah, doing a little bit of touring around town. So that is Always. Before that, I played a band from Vancouver called Village off an older 7-inch they put out. The song I played was Claustro. And before Village, I played a band on Sub Pop. They're from Toronto as well. Memory House from the record Sideshow Effect. The Sideshow Effect. All I Wonder is the name of the song. And before Memory House, I played some Flash Palace. And Memory House, Flash Palace, there's a correlation there in name only. If you get it, call in. No, don't call in. It's okay. This is Live and Thunderbolt Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am with you for a little bit more at around a little bit after 10 o'clock. It's going to be a rerun of When the Band Needs, played in our studio. That happened a couple months ago. Going to redo that for you. The band played, and then they came in and chatted for a long time about an hour's worth of music plus yapping. So stick around for that. It's a really good show. Good times to be had by all if you stick around and listen. Now I'm going to keep playing a bit more music. This is there's a band from Winnipeg way, way back in the 90s. They're called the Bonaduces, a pop-punk sort of band. They disappeared for a long time, and they're sort of resurfacing now. Supposedly, maybe a new album coming out, playing some shows in Winnipeg here and there. I'm not sure. They've been doing it recently, but I think they played a show last year. So something new. They got a new recording that's on the internet anyway. And this recording came out when, late last year. So that's a while ago. We'll see. This is Bonaduces with a song called Armadillo. And it sounds like the old Bonaduces from the 90s.
Somewhat akin to love and succumb to an embrace. But each small gift was soon withdrawn. Your eyes became an illegible scrawl. Then your lips so fast it looked like you dissolved against the crash of dawn. But not quite. Sat by some somber spectral trees, slapping at your pockets for a match. I'll never blow that down. A handful of dirt tossed on a box, photos lit by candles on a stand. I'm so sorry, I could never comprehend all the darkness that engulfed you in the end. I wish that shell would crack once more, my friend. Armadillo, 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 armadillo.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
On Wednesday, July 9th, Almond Dunes comes to the Biltmore Cabaret on tour to support his latest release, Love. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Biltmore Cabaret, and online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to biltmorecabaret.com. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Yeah!
Keep Tidy from Vancouver, a song called Keep Tidy. That's the name of the band. And the song that I played, the record is called Buds Buzz. Came out back in 2012. Keep Tidy, still around. Just played a show a couple months ago. Before Keep Tidy, I play some Hemoglobin from a split they did with Bertha Cool. Hand Sanitizer Cocktail is the name of the song. Hemoglobin, I don't believe, is around anymore. It's a two-piece, and two of them might have started a new band with added extra people. MOSFET, I think that's the name of the new project. So, yes, that is that, another Vancouver band. And before that, I played a band from Halifax that is no longer around, defunct, as they call it, Sharp Like Knives. That band lasted until, I think they broke up maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We Were Cutting Off Our Arms is a track that I played from that band. And before that, I played some Isotopes. They are the Vancouver baseball theme band. The record or recordings is called The First Four Seasons. I think it's a mix of a lot of the hits. The song I played was called You Gotta Freeze. Most of the song, or maybe 100% of the songs, are baseball themed. And I started off the set with some Bonaduce's. They're from Winnipeg, Back from the Dead. Armadillo is the name of the song that I played. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. And now I'm going to switch over to the live music portion of our programming, except this is a pre-recorded live music. This band came on the program a couple months ago. They are called Needs, and they